Hi, this is a Dave and Rolling with the K-State Extension Wildcat District with your K-State Extension Report. White-tailed deer are very common in Kansas. Typically, I talk about them most in the fall during hunting season and to remind drivers to watch for them while traveling. The fall and winter are also breeding season for white-tailed deer. The gestation period for white-tailed deer is slightly less than 7 months, typically between 190 and 210 days. This means that fawns are normally born from March through July, with peak births occurring in late May, so roughly this time of year. Does bearing young for the first time often have a single fawn. Thereafter, they may have up to four, although that is pretty uncommon. Rarely, they have more than two, and sometimes they only have one. Typically, males slightly outnumber females at birth. Fawns usually weigh 5 to 7 pounds, with males being larger than females. Fawns are able to stand on their spindly legs during their first day of life, but do not ordinarily begin following their mothers until they are about a month old. During this early period, the doe visits them frequently to let them nurse. Fawns are usually not abandoned, as many people believe, even when they happen to find them unattended between feeding periods when the mother will visit. Because this time of year is when the majority of fawns are born, the Kansas Department of Wildlife would like to remind everyone that it is baby deer season again. And if you find a fawn alone on the ground, please just leave it there. Many fawns will be born across Kansas over the next few weeks. During the first 5 to 8 days, newborn fawns bed down on the ground alone and stay very still, even when a person or animal is near them. From about 8 days to a month old, fawns will continue to bed on the ground alone, and if startled, will quickly run to a new spot to lay down on the ground and hide. They will also often make crying or bleeding sounds when calling for their mother. Their mother is likely nearby grazing and knows exactly where she left her baby, so please do not handle fawns and then call the game warden. If an officer shows up to pick up the fawn you have handled, they will most likely just take it right back to the same spot you found it and release it, as this is the fawn's best chance of survival. So please remember to enjoy nature's beauty at a distance. This has been a Dave and Rolling with your K-State Extension Report.